You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Paul, welcome into the studio.
Hi, Liam.
Absolute pleasure.
Great to be here.
Well, we're 18 months into our journey together.
Yeah.
And it's been an incredible 18 months, of course, with lots of ups and downs. But you have just secured your fourth property deal, I hear. How are you feeling right now? If you could sum up four deals in one or two words, how would you sum that up?
No, I feel absolutely excellent. You know, I've come a long way, as you know. And, you know, like you say, there's been ups and downs. But when you start seeing things come together, you feel great. You know, you realise that everything that you've been doing has been worthwhile and it's really paying off.
Excellent. Yeah. So four deals in the portfolio.
Yep.
We're going to do a deep dive in a few moments on one, if not two of those deals and really show our audience how to find, fund, fill or flip these. We're going to talk about your strategy. So to get started, take us back 18 months ago. What was life like?
Yeah.
And what motivated you to then become a professional property investor part-time alongside what you were doing?
Okay. So as you know, my day job at the time was running another business, which was a vehicle transport business. So I was spending a lot of time driving around the country. And I thought, you know, really, I want to release myself from this. I want to be able to spend more time with my children and so on. So I started to watch some videos on YouTube. And guess who I come across? Yourself. And I remember thinking, this guy's making a lot of sense. And that's what changed my direction, really. So I started watching you, started listening to what you were saying. And I was really intrigued by property and what you were saying, how you can you know, find financial freedom and generational wealth. And all those points, and I thought, look, I'm really interested in this, and it resonated with me. All the things that you were saying, I thought, yeah, that makes so much sense.
Great. You know? So would you say that I motivated, inspired you to be open about going down a different path?
Absolutely. Without you even knowing me, you did that. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I do tend to be all over YouTube and social media, but no, that's nice to hear. I'm always interested to hear how people started their journey with me.
Yeah.
So anyway, you then come to one of my training events.
That's right.
You invest into my advanced training. You then come into my high level mentoring. Why did you decide to invest into advanced training and high-level mentoring with me and the team?
You know, because I knew that I needed your education. And I know from life experiences that sometimes you try to join the dots up on your own and they never really get joined up. Mm. And I realised through self-educating myself and that I needed to be, you know, following someone or being with someone, having a mentor, someone that could guide me through the difficult times, through, you know, the challenges that I have. And I knew I had to find someone that resonated with me. And that person was you.
Great.
And that's why I decided to do that.
And you know what? We've actually built a really nice relationship together over 18 months. You know, we hang out, we have fun together. You've been on our retreat. You're coming out onto level 2 retreat later this year.
Absolutely.
We go on walks together. Yeah. We've had food together. You know, and it's not just about me. It's about me and my senior team. Now, part of the mentoring with me is that you get to come to live coaching days online and in person. How would you say those mentoring days have helped you get the result that you got today?
Oh, that they have been absolutely fundamental to where I am. You know, to be fair, if I'd not had those, I would have probably given up a long time ago. You know, the support I've had from you and your mentors that you've, you know, allowed me access to has been instrumental to what I do. It's, you know, it's helped me with things like mindset, with, you know, knowledge about the strategy that I'm in at the moment. Helped me when I've gone through real down points. You know, as you know, the background to me is I've really struggled in certain areas, but you know, I've always persevered. That's something that I have in me, and I think that's something I would always tell people. You just have to keep going and just follow the guidance that you guys give.
Yeah.
And you've given me that, and it's made a huge difference. And now I feel a year later I'm a different person.
Wow.
A challenge is seeing, I see a challenge as an opportunity.
Nice.
I see mistakes as an opportunity. You know, all these things that you've taught me are really coming. Wow. You know,
it's like your whole mindset has changed.
Completely.
And you know, the freedom formula, which I teach, the 7-step guaranteed system, step one is, hey, is mindset. And it's actually the thing that most people ignore or they don't like to look at. Because ego gets in the way, doubt gets in the way, fear gets in the way.
Yes.
But actually, you came into this program 18 months ago, and I remember you said, because I asked you, I will do whatever you ask us to do. And you've just applied yourself. And, you know, that first 12 months, there were quite a few ups and downs. Because you were working full-time, you were traveling all over the country.
Yes.
However, in the first 12 months, you had some incredible wins. What would you say were those wins in those first 12 months that led you to get that first deal?
Well, the wins were, firstly, the wins came from me following your guidance in the sense of, you always said to me, just do 1-3 things a day and that will help you go forward. You know, you don't have to try to change the world in a day. You just try to do 2 or 3 things a day. Yeah. So I followed that guidance, and I still think that was instrumental for what I did because I had so much going on. But I think that, and because I took note of that and I followed your guidance, I started to realize that I needed to, you know, if I'm busy, then I need to find someone else to help me. And that person was a VA, virtual assistant, right, which was instrumental. And I got your guidance on that. And that's what helped me get my first deal.
Okay, so for those listening in, because this is going to lead us really nicely now onto how you got your first deal. So you got your first deal within the first 12 months.
Yeah.
You didn't have much time to get the deal. You realised that you were up against time, so you hired a virtual assistant. So anyone tuning in, a VA is a virtual assistant.
Yep.
Where was your virtual assistant based?
In the Philippines.
So in the Philippines. And how much were you paying your virtual assistant every month?
I was paying her £5 an hour.
Okay.
And I took her on for 6 hours a week.
Okay.
So it wasn't very much. £30 a week. Okay. No, and that I could budget for that.
You can't get a Costa coffee and a sandwich really for this. No, you can't.
So and that's where it started. So
okay.
And I advised her
what was her main role, Paul? So you took on this VA, £30 a week to take away a lot of the stress. What was she then focused and targeted on doing?
Yeah, so she was focused and targeted on communicating directly with letting agents. So I just targeted her to contact a certain amount of date through emails and messaging, because I didn't want her to worry about the phone calls or anything like that. I just wanted to message them. And she messaged letting agents, and then she went direct to vendor as well through Open Rent and some other platforms. I think the particular one that we found, it was Home99 or something like that. And so she was messaged them, but the message had my name on it and the people would phone me. So I had lots of phone calls every day while I was driving around in my transport business. Excellent. I'd get the phone calls and then I'll build relationships up with those people. And that's how it really started.
Okay, great. So that's actually how you found your first deal.
Yes.
So you got your VA, £30 a week.
Yeah.
She's sending out these messages. You then get a phone call from, you didn't know at the time, was going to be your first deal.
Yeah.
Talk us through, how did the conversation go? What do you say when you get this type of phone call? And then how did you build the relationship to ultimately sign the deal and get that property in the portfolio?
Well, the one thing that was very important that I learned from you was that you said, you know, this is not about you getting a sale or getting the property straight away. It's about building a relationship. So I listened to that and I wanted to build a relationship with that person. So I asked a lot about what they were looking for, what issues they've had in their past, what was created, you know, them, you know, perhaps wanting to have to rent this property out again. And so I got a very good understanding of what the landlord wanted and where they wanted to be, what they were looking to achieve. So I could really address their concerns. I could help them. And I looked at it like that. I really wanted to help them. And that's what I was doing. So, and yeah.
Okay, great. So you generate the lead, you secure the deal. And the strategy for this, what's the strategy, Paul?
It's a rent-to-rent service accommodation.
So rent-to-rent service accommodation, just to be clear, for anyone tuning in perhaps for the first time or new to property. So rent-to-rent is where you rent a property from a landlord.
Yes.
You use the correct type of legal contract.
Yes.
That then allows you to sublet it on a night-by-night basis, using it as serviced accommodation. So you have guests rather than tenants.
That's right.
You then pay the landlord the guaranteed rent.
Yes.
And then you make the difference. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%.
Excellent. So rent to rent, minimum cash in, maximum profit out. Am I right in saying you haven't got to go get a mortgage?
No.
No major credit checks with financial organisations? No. No big pots of cash needed?
Didn't have to do anything like that.
Great. So how much did you need to invest into that first deal to get it up and running?
So I invested a deposit, a security deposit, whatever, the rental deposit, which was about £1,500.
Okay.
I think I brought a couple of items, appliances, and that was it.
Okay.
I didn't have anything else to put in.
Okay, so there was furniture already in the property.
No, sorry, the furniture I leased.
So furniture you leased?
Yeah,
great,
separately.
Really good,
yeah. So I didn't have to put that down as initial money.
Well, that saved you maybe £3,000 or £4,000.
Yeah, that's right.
So you leased the furniture, smart move.
Yeah.
So you're in a deal for sub £2,000.
Yeah.
You're then renting it out night by night.
Yeah.
This deal generates you around £9,000 per year.
Yeah.
And how many hours would you say you are involved in that particular deal now per week?
It's if I do 2 hours, I don't even do that.
Okay.
Liam. It's probably about an hour. I mean, most of my work's done on the phone.
Wow.
You know, I do everything on the phone.
So 1 hour a week for nine grand a year. I'm pretty sure almost everyone tuning into this is going to be inspired by this strategy.
Yeah.
And if we can do it, you know, they can do it too, right?
Yeah.
In terms of this deal, what would you say has been a challenge that you faced during this deal and how we as your mentors have helped you overcome the challenge?
Yeah. So when I first started, yes, there was a few challenges, and that's purely because my knowledge was still building. So I spoke to my mentors, yourself, and some various other mentors, and they quickly put me straight. And as you know, now I see challenges and opportunity to grow and learn. So and that's all it's been. You know, there hasn't really been that much of a big challenge because I followed your guidance in the first place.
Okay,
so I found that everything went quite smoothly because every junction I come to that I wasn't sure, I was checking in with you. And that's been the beauty of having you as my mentor, because I've been able to do that.
Great.
Without you, I wouldn't have joined those dots I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And I would have been stuck, and I would have been asking people that perhaps don't really know the answers. But because I had the guidance from you and your mentors, it was a much more easier, smoother process. So I could be professional and, you
calm
know.
Calm as well.
Yes, and calm.
You actually stayed very calm through the whole process.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have noticed that with you. You're a very calm individual anyway.
Mm.
But even when you've had some challenges or you weren't getting the deal as quick as you wanted to get the deal, I just kept saying, keep going, Paul.
Yeah.
You're so close.
Yeah.
You're going to get this deal.
Yeah.
And then I remember me and the whole community, actually, we were so excited for you. Take yourself back, Paul, for a few moments now. When you picked up the keys from that first landlord and you went into the apartment and the apartment was live, can you just describe to us the emotions and the feelings that were going on for you in that particular moment?
Wow, I don't even know if I can explain it, but it was amazing, you know, because the journey took, you know, a while, the emotions are really high. You know, I felt this is it. This is the beginning of something really special for me and my family and my children. You know, and I knew that this is going to be a game changer for me, and I just felt very proud. I felt very emotional, you know, because I thought it sort of hit some nerve, you know, some real deep thoughts of my own from growing up. But it was something very special to me, and absolutely, it was a game changer for me.
Yeah, it is an incredible thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you start a journey like this, there will be moments where you're skeptical.
Mm.
Can I really do it? is it possible for me? And then you come and hang out with me and Jay and all the other great mentees, and you see people getting results, but it's like, is it really possible?
Yeah.
And then you get the deal, and it's like, what was all the fuss about? I can now do this.
Yes.
And I love what you just said there, you know, for the kids. So you've got two kids.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What are their names and how old?
I've got Ashley, that's 11 years old, and Cassia, that's 8 years old.
Awesome. And what has it meant to them having their dad now go on this journey and become an entrepreneur, a property investor? Have you seen any change in them, or what about your relationship with them? What impact has this had?
Well, you know, for me, one of my whys is to help my children, you know, learn how to be able to make choices in their future. And I know this is the way, this is a possible way for them. I won't ever force it on them. You know, it'd be something that I'd want them to do if they want to, but I know that property, you know, is something that would be really beneficial for them. And if anything, it'll educate them in how money works and things like that. So, yeah, they watch with interest. You know, I take them everywhere I go. They've been on viewings with me. They've been everywhere with me. You know, so they're learning through what I'm learning.
Great
race and
they're learning. Butter up the landlords. You
That's
know,
right, absolutely. Yeah. And that first one, I had the children with me when I went first for the viewing. Excellent. And funny enough, he had a daughter with him as well. Yeah. So it was, you know, it's, you know, these things. Yeah, it's all about relationships, definitely.
Relationships. You know, I'm a family man myself. I've got 4 beautiful kids, you know, 18, 16, 7 and 3. And, you know, I also feel very proud and very blessed that I'm able to show them a different way. Be it they do that or not, that's down to them. But we're able to lead the way. And we potentially, Paul, have the power to change generations to come.
Yeah.
We can be that difference that really makes the difference.
Yes.
And how is that possible? Be brave, be courageous. Don't take no for an answer. Change the mindset. Work on yourself. And look, the reality is these are things that people want to do, but they're not always willing to do it. You know, you're one of us and you want to do it. And I always hope that people tuning into these episodes, they get some inspiration and motivation. How do you see the mentoring program with me really helping you over the next 1 or 2 years? And where do you see yourself going now? You've got 4 deals. They're cash flowing about £750 a month per deal, £9,000 a year per deal. How do you see the mentoring helping you? And obviously, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Yeah, it is going to be instrumental because I've got aspirations for doing more. So I definitely know. And, you know, I as you know, I'm part of your lifetime membership now. I'd wanted to be part of that. And I know that from what I've seen, the mentors that you've introduced me to, the journeys that we've shared together so far, I can just see that the value that you bring to me is amazing. You know, I'm going to learn so much, and so my family, from what you tell me, you know, teach me. So, yeah, it's going to be hugely, you know, things don't stop. You keep moving, don't you? You know, the goalposts are going to keep moving. I'm going to be looking to better myself, you know, and that's going to need someone that's already doing what I'm doing. Already doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And you guys are you know, ahead in that area. Yeah.
And it's about, you know, we've got to keep evolving. And the way that we mentor you now will be very different to how we mentor you in a year from now or 2 years from now. We'll have different conversations, different high-level conversations. And I really feel this is one of the reasons why people, once they're in my world and I'm in your world, people do stay for a long, long time.
Yes.
Because we like to have a lot of fun. It's all about the adventure, but it's also about getting serious, sorting out this money thing once and for all, so you're able to live the life that you truly deserve and desire. So, yeah, I feel when we do another one of these in perhaps a year or two, you may be on 10 deals or 12 deals. Or, hey, even you might 10X and be on 40 deals. Who knows? So just going back to that deal, what type of guests do you have in that particular flat?
Well, so I have pretty much mainly contractors and corporates and also leisure guests. So I have a mixture of those two, really. And, you know, it's a journey that I'm going on. I'm working out how to really make it the most viable business I possibly can. And I'm sort of learning all the time. But, yeah, that's the type of guests that I have.
Perfect. So out to the contractor market, which is awesome. We have a few moments left. I want to talk about another deal very quickly.
Yeah.
Because we talk about relationships in property.
Yes.
And there was another deal that you secured.
Yeah.
And how did you secure that deal? Because that was direct to vendor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But just tell us how that happened.
Mm. Yes.
There's a journey, right?
Absolutely. What was that journey? Right, so that journey was, when I first started with assets, something they used to drum into us is that this is all a people's business.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not about property, it's about people. So I always remember that, and one of the important things that you really laid out quite clear was networking is key. And so I pretty much started networking straight away, and I, you know, I really enjoy networking. I love meeting people, and it is nervous at first, but once you get into a networking meeting, it's great, because you, the energy that you find when you're with people that are networking in property is amazing. We're all thinking very similar. And it's fantastic. So I met a landlord at a networking event, and he was interested in what I do, and I understood that he had a property, and we got to know each other. Nothing happened straight away. It was all, you know, like you always recommended to me, it's about building a relationship. So I got to know him. We had a coffee a couple of weeks later, and from there, I built on that relationship, and 6 months later, he's allowed me to take his property on to manage for him.
That's literally the one that you're about to do tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, just started. Yeah,
just started it. Wow, awesome. So that was a 6 month relationship building exercise.
Yes.
Now I'm just going to put this out there. Most people wouldn't have carried on that relationship, and they don't get the deal.
Yeah.
And this is all about the long term thinking, building relationships, making decisions today based on where you're going to be in the future. So for anyone tuning into this, don't be disheartened if you don't get a no straight away. The magic is in the follow-up, isn't it, Paul? The magic
100% is in the follow-up. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not everyone's going to want to give you their properties, but you don't need everyone's properties.
No.
You know, when you're looking at £9,000 per year per property, you get 10 of these under your belt, you're up at £90,000 a year.
Mm.
That's almost three times the UK average salary. And you never have to worry about money ever again.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the power of this strategy. And that is why I urge everyone to at least have a base of 5 or 6 high cash flowing properties in their portfolio.
Yeah.
And then decide what you want to do. Would you recommend my advanced training and mentorship to other people?
Oh, 100%.
And if so, yeah. Why would you do that?
Education is probably absolutely key. And being part of a mentorship group is 100% fundamental to everything that I've, you know, managed to achieve. Without that, I wouldn't have been able to join the dots up. I just wouldn't have been. I could have watched lots of different videos. I could have watched some podcasts, but I'm sure I would never have been able to put the dot. And I speak to people all the time that are doing that, and they don't really go anywhere.
No.
They don't actually, because they don't have anyone holding you accountable like you do me.
Yeah.
They don't actually have someone that helps me when I'm down. So they don't help you. You know, you need that structure to be able to move forward.
Yeah.
And I would definitely advise people to join your mentorship program because of that.
You know what? You're a fantastic graduate. You're a good friend. We've had an amazing 18 months together. Really, really looking forward to our Inner Circle Day next month. First one of the year.
Yes.
I think we're going to go bowling as well and go and have some fun.
Yeah.
And then obviously we've got the retreat taking place, I think May or June is your particular week.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a whole different experience for you to really take you to the next level. So look, a massive congratulations.
Thank you very much, Liam.
Honestly,
yeah.
Mate. Well
Thank
done
you.
For putting in the work. And what an incredible individual. You know, values are aligned, didn't overthink it, literally came in, blank piece of paper, and just said 18 months ago, Liam, mentor me and show me everything that I need to do. And me and my world-class team, we have just taken Paul behind the scenes, we've held his hand through the process, and he's now got a fantastic high cash flowing property, 4 property deals. And I'm hoping from that session that you can take a lot of inspiration and motivation yourself. This is possible for you too. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from or what your current situation is, but you need to show up. You've got to do the work. You've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And what is on the other side is a world of possibilities, a world of opportunity where you can literally do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Hey, my name's Liam J. Ryan, the host of the Dealmaker podcast. I love property, business, entrepreneurship, and I look forward to seeing you in one of my next sessions.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.